upstairs, downstairs. Programs such as Downton Abbey have left us with rose-tinted depictions of mutual respect between upstairs and downstairs, and servants portrayed as loyal and largely contented. Emily Smith was known to be an exacting master. Servants were dressed in liveries and frills, and instructed to go about their duties in complete silence. On special occasions, the manservants and footmen were dressed in royal livery, green velvet breeches, a green heavily braided coat, powdered wig, white gloves, white silk stockings, and buckled shoes. When distinguished guests came to dinner, the staff stood on either side of the dining room door and opened it when the meal was announced by the butler. Servant life under Esme appears to have been comfortable. Gordon Morgan and his brother Melvin shared their memories of the Smiths in the 1980s. I was only 16 when I went into service at Ashton Court in 1934 as hallboy. My father brought me to the back door, rang the great bell, and handed me over to Mr. Reynolds, the butler. I was only a kid. Melvin joined his brother at Ashton Court 1 year later as footman valet and said, "I was very much above stairs and on show, and my daily routine and livery were carefully prescribed by protocol. I was required to make 5 changes of dress a day. Every day, 7 different breakfast dishes were prepared. Cutlets, haddock and kippers, bacon, kidneys, ham, etc., even when there were no guests, and the lady took only 2 pieces of toast. Life below stairs was regulated by elaborate rules of precedence. Christmas was always a memorable occasion. A military band was engaged, Mrs. Smith played the organ in the music room, and there was a grand ball for all the guests. On Christmas Day, or Boxing Day, there was a servants' ball. All the servants dressed in their best, and the guests dressed up as servants. Caps and aprons were exchanged for jewelry and evening dress, and the guests came down to the kitchen to cook all the food and wait on the servants. The gesture was graciously made and respectfully received. As for the lady herself, she was always extremely good to me. "When you get to my age," she once said to me, "your servants and the people who look after you are your friends." I loved Ashton. There was a kind of reverence about the place, a sense of belonging. It was more than a way of life. It was the only life I knew.